Welcome to the You're Late Podcast, episode number
13.
That was on purpose.
That wasn't on purpose, but it sounded like it was. guys, this is a pretty fun episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, recipes, karate moves, ships in a bottle.
Yeah, okay.
And there was another one. I already forgot it.
Oh, I thought that was Ships in the Bottle was the last one.
No, I messed up. But hey, if you have anything you want to say to us, email us at theyearlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can actually, you could email us the one that we missed, or the one that Jake missed.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Yes, please do, because I'm going to need your help.
And also, check go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast. And check us out also on Twitter, @your_late. I didn't fuck it up this time.
Yeah, that was, whoa, who is,
I know,
look
first
at you,
time, geez.
Coming in here all rejuvenated.
Not.
Paul McCartney has changed you.
He's so awesome.
Yeah. Guys, in this episode, we talked about the Firefly Music Festival.
Yes, I rambled.
An amazing ramble, I should say, by Bubba about everything that happened. And seeing a freaking Beatle live in concert, which is just, I can't imagine.
Yeah. It's still surreal.
Yeah?
Yes.
And I got to see the Pixies, and I summed it up horribly.
No.
And then we talked about the Philly's Funniest Contest that I'm in. To let you know, I will be there tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia. The date is June 30th.
Yes.
And I'm on the 10 o'clock show, so come on out, support me if you want, please.
I will be there also.
If you want tickets, if you call before 5 p.m. the day of the show and give them my name, they'll give you 2 tickets for the price of one. That's 2 tickets for the price of one. So you should probably check that out.
Yeah, man. And you can see me at Jake's... It's a competition. Philly's Funniest.
He's wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Nope, I have nothing to do.
It'll come.
No, I'm just kidding. I just can't remember any of the dates of our shows. But, yeah, I will be there this time because last time I did not make it and I felt so bad about it.
Oh, don't worry about it, dude.
He's just waving her fingers.
Or just waving her fingers at. Don't worry about it.
You're giving me the wrap-up sign?
Yeah.
Wrap it up. All right. All right, guys. Well, enjoy. I like that idea. I've never thought of looking up a YouTube video to learn a song.
No? You never done that?
No.
I do that.
It's never crossed my mind, but that's such a smart idea.
I look at tabs, and I still look at tabs. Like, if I want to learn something, if I can't figure it out by year, which is like 80% of the time.
Yeah.
I could figure out most of the gist of it, but I always want to, like, get it right.
Right.
So I always, like, clean it up that way. And then there's some songs that just, like, have little nuances in them that you just, like, need to see, you know?
Right.
And that's why.
I think it would be, for me, it would be easier to do it watching, I think, because reading it, it's always, like, jumbled up in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bam, one note. And, like, 10 minutes later, I get the second.
It's especially good for, like, when you're doing finger style because, like,
yeah.
You're hitting the strings so many times.
Right.
That, like... you can really, like, hear what each note is supposed to sound like.
Yeah, right.
Because it's really cool. Because sometimes, like, you're listening to, like, your favorite, like, fingerstyle guitar. And, like, you don't even pick up on the 8 notes around the main melody sometimes.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
So it's cool to, like, hear that and then hear how much of a difference that actually makes.
Right.
So you're like, oh, okay, I have to play those really hard notes.
Yeah. Or else it just sounds very hollow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. I was gonna, like, a couple weeks ago. I wanted to learn how to play Blackbird.
Yeah.
And I looked up the tab and was like, "Wow, this is incredibly difficult." And then it's kind of like, I feel like this is like a conceited way to segue, but it just reminded me of this. But Paul McCartney, when I saw him this weekend, was talking about, like, right before he played Blackbird, was talking about it. He was like, just talked about how everybody in the world tries to learn the song and everyone plays it the wrong way. It's like, he's like, and it's weird because if you watch him play it, his hand, the formations are all like crazy. I looked at the tab, I was like, that doesn't look like what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think everyone's like, he's like, clap your hands if you learn to play this, play Blackbird. And everyone went nuts. And it was like, you're all doing it wrong.
That's so cool.
I know, it was awesome. Yeah. It was for the best day of my life.
Was it really?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You still don't have a voice.
Well, actually, I didn't lose my voice until the third night.
Spiders.
There were actually probably the highest concentration of grasshoppers I've ever.
Really?
Yeah.
The mosquitoes.
A lot of mosquitoes, but it was mostly beetles and beetles.
Well,
and
yeah, McCartney was there.
I know, right?
Hey, thank you.
I kept
very
making
much.
That joke the whole weekend too.
I used to do drugs.
Yeah, we came back like our camp was right underneath a light telephone pole with a light on it.
Yeah.
And it just it shined right down on all the tents. And our tent was neon green, so it was like a beacon for all these bugs.
Oh,
and we had the
man.
Rain fly over top of the tent. So we'd lay down and go to bed, and then you look up, and all you would just see is bugs all
really?
Inside the fly. And it was,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He played. He closed out his set with the Golden Slumbers up to the end.
That's insane.
I know. I was like, bawling. I was bawling.
Yeah.
Like Meg was like, I never knew how much you liked him until I watched you tonight.
Wow.
Because I was literally crying the entire time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm a pussy. I don't care.
Yeah, no, dude, that's awesome. It's Paul McCartney, man.
Even when I was talking about the next day, I was like, I just watched my idol play my favorite part of my favorite album. It's like, never in my million years would I have thought that I would see Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Like, ever. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm getting a little choked up right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, man. He told this really cool story. Actually, Meg sent me a video. Oh, yes, I wanted to remember to play this.
It's a story he was telling?
Yeah. It was so cool. So they just released Sgt. Pepper.
Who took that video?
Megan did. I told her to change to point it at him because, like, why are you videotaping a video?
Great memory for me, great tribute. But the trouble was, in those days, if you played, you used one of these vibrator arms, the Bixby, and if you used them too much in those days, as he did, you would send your guitar wildly out of tune.
Yeah.
And so, there he was, he's standing there after his first drummer, and he's gone, the tuning's gone, you know. So he looks at the audience and says, is Eric out there, man? He's looking for Eric.
Wow.
Well, Eric was there, he's sitting there, but he doesn't want any. Jimmy looks at him and says, hey, man, will you come up here and tune this thing for me? Anyway, the reason we got these guitars and we're swapping them all evening is we've got them and we're showing them off.
Yeah!
Actually, this one is the same guitar that I used on the original recording back in the 60s.
What? That is not the same guitar, is it really? Wow.
Yeah, I completely talked to one. He was trying, I think when he was explaining that it was Jimi Hendrix, and he was looking for Eric Clapton in the crowd to come tune his guitar for him.
Oh my God.
I thought that was like the coolest story.
That is so cool.
And he opened up with Birthday.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Because it was his birthday.
Yep. Well, the day before was his birthday.
The day before, yeah.
I tried to start a happy birthday chant. It was like sort of took.
Yeah.
And he played, I was very surprised he played Paperback Writer. I wasn't expecting that. And he played like Eleanor Rigby. You played the song you wrote for John Lennon. If you were here or here today.
Okay.
Here today for John Lennon. Like, you wrote it right after John Lennon died. Told like this really touching story about like it's a conversation we never had and everything. And then he started crying on stage. And then he came out and he started playing. I thought it was so cool. He came out with the ukulele. I thought he was going to play Dance Tonight.
Yeah.
He played something.
Really?
Yeah, and it was like a really poppy version of it, and like just started like sang like the first verse, and then the full band came in. It was so cool.
That is pretty awesome.
And they had like pictures of George in the background while he was playing it.
Dude, he seems like the sweetest.
It was amazing.
Guy,
like he was like so genuine.
Oh man.
I could have watched him play I could watch him play every day for the rest of my life.
Aside from the medley at the end of, what do you call it? What else did he? Well, I guess what was the second most?
The coolest thing he did was he played "Live and Let Die," and then this was all during the encore,
mm-hmm.
and just like this crazy pyrotechnic show.
Yeah,
like completely unexpected. Once when he hits the real heavy notes, like bam, bam, like 15
wow.
feet in the air, 20 feet in the air.
Yeah,
and there was like just like ten or like six of them across the stage, and there's just flames blasting everywhere.
Wow.
And the band's just going nuts.
Paul McCartney.
I know. It hasn't sunk in yet. I've been like quietly bragging about it. When we like last night we went out to the bar and there were like quiz was going on and there were one of the questions was who played in town at the Wells Fargo Center on Sunday. And we're like, Paul McCartney. And I was like, yeah, I saw him at Firefly. Yeah. Look at me. Look how cool I am. Yeah.
How long did he play for?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
And then an encore, or is that including the encore?
No, that was including the encore. But he,
that's
like, 2 hours he cut out, came back, he's waving an American flag, and well, he had an American flag, British flag, and the Delaware flag. I thought that was funny. And, yeah, he played the only songs I didn't really know were a couple Wings songs. He played,
Love, Take Me Down.
The street. Yeah, he played like 4 songs off of his new album, new.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
And you know that album?
Yeah, I love that album. That's a really good album.
A lot of solo stuff or a lot of Beatles?
No, he played a lot of Beatles stuff. Yeah. He played Birthday.
He's a pro, man. He knows like how to give people what they want.
Yeah, and like even the stuff that people didn't. I mean, I was kind of pissed. 2 hours. All right, so. I don't know if you ever hear the band Morrissey?
Yes.
Well, or a guy, I guess. Well, I skipped Modest Mouse the night Paul played because I wanted to make sure I had a good spot. So I sat through Morrissey, who played before Paul on the stage. There were 5 stages.
Yeah. you skipped Modest Mouse? Well,
I know,
you saw
I
him
did.
Last year. And
yeah,
awesome.
That's what I was like. I had to talk a couple people into it because I was like, I don't give a shit about them. I'm being selfish right
They're
now.
They're so good.
Yeah. But it's like I'll see them next time they come around.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever
this
see
is Paul
McCartney.
McCartney.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I stood there for two and a half hours just to wait for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat through Morrissey. All these like young kids come up. Like I've heard of him. I've never heard any of his stuff.
Singer of the Smiths. And then he started.
Oh,
doing
is that
his
who
own
he's
stuff.
A singer of the Smiths?
Yeah.
Well, he is
pompous.
The worst show I've ever seen.
Really.
It was terrible. Like the first couple songs, I was like, all right, this guy's kind of cool. He's like kind of Cure-ish. I never listened to him. And his last song was a 10-minute video of a slaughterhouse of kosher slaughter.
Meat is murder.
Only kosher ones though.
Yeah.
Like apparently, like anti-Semitic. He's like got Nazi tendencies.
Yeah.
I had no idea, but like I made a joke about it afterwards. But like this thing was like. They had cows with their heads in, like, a guillotine
mm-hmm.
and getting their throat slit and then just, like, brrr, like, snapping the necks of baby sheep.
Oh, my God.
Like, he played this, like, fish slaughterhouse, kosher fish slaughterhouse.
He wants to get the word out there, man. He hates, like, isn't he, like, a full-time, like, vegan?
But it seemed like he was specifically targeting Jewish food.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Like I said, everything was kosher.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. It wasn't any, like, just, like... McDonald's slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
It was like
pink slime getting its head chopped
off. Yeah, it wasn't any of that.
What is it?
From Ghostbusters?
It's still moving. Yeah, exactly. No, that's what they call it, pink slime.
Yeah, no, I know. Okay. I've seen it. I was just kidding.
Comes out of the tub.
Yeah, it's just one.
He just starts playing Ghostbusters 2 or Ghostbusters 1, whichever one that's from.
Yeah, 2. That's 2.
Yeah, that's 2. Yeah.
That'd be great. But then I overheard somebody, or Meg overheard somebody talking when we were buying t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made a joke about the Mars t-shirts.
What was on the Mars t-shirts?
It was just a picture of him in, like, a bright yellow blouse. Like,
of course it is.
Goofy smile. But, like, I was making a joke about it just because, like, I would never buy it after watching that show. And Meg overheard some guy saying, like, yeah, did you hear all the Marcy fans are returning their merchandise?
Really?
Like, he wasn't trying to, like, make a joke to us because we were just barely in earshot when he said it.
Yeah.
Was he serious
or was it a
joke? He sounded like, well, Meg said he sounded like he was being serious. Yeah, dude, it was so funny. But it's like, how ironic, or not ironic,
yeah.
It's like, the worst show I've ever seen followed up by, like, the best moment of my life.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's so cool how that can change.
Yeah, I know.
That's, I went to a concert last week.
Did? Oh, yeah, you did.
I saw the Pixies play at the Man.
Yeah.
They opened for Robert Plant. And I've seen Robert
That's
Plant
so
before.
Cool.
And it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But we may or may not have left before Robert Plant went on stage.
I wouldn't blame me. It's like he's going to do Zeppelin stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
He's not like Paul McCartney where he's like, I want to make everybody happy. He's just like, he wants to do what he wants to
do. Yeah, exactly.
He just released a new album. And I've seen him play solo. I've seen how many Zeppelin songs he plays. It's very few.
Yeah.
And it's not like Jimmy Page is there. It's acoustic, and it's like
a
different version. And it's still cool because you're seeing Robert Plant sing Zeppelin songs.
Right.
But it's not Zeppelin.
It's not the same, yeah.
And I only went there for, like, I really shelled out the money for the Pixies tickets, and they were awesome.
Yeah,
they were so cool.
I saw the pictures, and I was like, damn it, why couldn't I have gone to that?
Yeah, man, they were great. It was
so
good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the second night we got rained out because there was that tornado warning or something.
Yeah, there was one here tonight.
Yeah, I know. I had no idea about it. I'm looking out the window. I'm like, oh, those clouds are dark.
Yeah. Cow.
Yeah, another cow. Yeah. I think it's the same cow.
Yeah. Good Twister reference. Boom.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. But they canceled. We went that. I saw Spoon. Spoon was amazing.
Were they?
Yeah, they're the only band I remember from the second day from the third day. Saturday.
Oh,
from Saturday.
Man.
Tuesday there wasn't really. Thursday there wasn't really anybody of note.
Where are you right
I know,
now?
Right? I'm fucking
kidding.
Losing it. Thursday there wasn't really anybody of note except the Kooks.
The who?
The Kooks.
Okay.
But we didn't stick around for them. I forget why.
Because they're the Kooks.
Yeah, I know.
The Kooks.
No, I do too. But like, I just there was some reason we just went back to. I think we were saving all our energy for the next day.
Yeah, you had a long weekend ahead of
you. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a long weekend ahead of you.
And then Saturday, Gary Clark Jr. played. I didn't get up to go see them.
No.
Brian did, and he said he was amazing.
Yeah.
We went and saw Spoon, and then somebody else in between, and then. We were going to hang out for Kings of Leon, and they canceled it. Steve Aoki, too. Well,
the weather.
There's a tornado. We're like, we're not asking you to leave. We're telling you to leave. Like, this is not a request. And, like, everyone's like, they're all security. Like, you're not moving fast enough. Move faster.
Really?
Yeah. So we get rained out, but we go back to our campsite. And
so did they rain? Did they have, like, a rain delay and come back? Or
No. They just bagged the night. Because it rained. It was torrential downpour, like, for the rest of the night.
That sucks, because, you know, like... like, who was the headliner that night?
Kings of Leon. Okay. And Steve Aoki. They had a DJ close out every night. So Steve Aoki they would play to, like, 2 of them.
Right. Now it's DJ Dover.
Yeah. <know. laughs> Well, the first night I can't remember. The second night was supposed to be Steve Aoki. Or no. I can't remember the first two
I don't
nights.
Know their names anyway.
I only know Steve Aoki just because I've seen his name in a bunch of places. And then Sunday was this dude, White Panda or something.
Okay.
We left. We came home.
Yeah.
Sunday night. But Kings of Leon got canceled. So Steve Aoki ended up playing Saturday in the middle of the day, like 2:30. hottest day of the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's got all these kids out there raving, like going nuts. I was amazed by that.
So what did you do then? Like, cause
we went back to the campsite and just got really drunk, and we were kind of hanging out with our neighbors. We played Dizzy Bat a lot.
Yeah.
and then we played slip. We made a slip and slide because they were giving out free samples of Garnier Fructis.
Okay.
So we our neighbors had a giant tarp, and we just covered it in Garnier, and then set up Flip Cup at the other side and did slip and slide Flip Cup.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, dude, I was drenched. It was the only shower I took the weekend. And then Saturday we go see, who was it? Jesus, I can't. Or no, that was Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Sunday. Sunday we go see the Cold War Kids. A band, Borns. I don't know if you heard of them. Play Electric Love or whatever.
I don't think I've heard of them.
He was pretty good. It's like one guy, really.
Okay.
But and Citizen Cope came out, which he was awesome.
Yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah, he was really good. But Snoop Dogg was playing on the stage right across from him, like right after. He's playing Radiohead, for his final song,
Creep.
No. This is what you get when you mess with us.
Karma Police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on the name.
That's right.
And while he's in the middle of that, Snoop's hype guy comes out and goes, "Who the fuck wants to see Snoop Dogg?"
At the other stage across the way.
Dude, it's the only two stages that were directly across from each other.
Oh, man.
And yeah, it's like this. Citizen Cope finished out. Like, he finished the song. But it was like,
could you tell he was pissed off?
I was too far away, so I couldn't. Like, I'm sure he was fucking livid.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't give me like
yeah.
a minute.
Seriously. And then Snoop came out, and he as soon as he started,
it's one thing if Snoop was starting.
Yeah.
But if it's his hype guy.
Yeah, it was his hype guy. And it wasn't even like they didn't even start right away. The hype guy was out there for like 10 minutes. So like by the time Citizen Cope actually finished, the hype guy was still out there. Snoop still wasn't even out there yet.
Yeah.
But as soon as Snoop came out, and then as soon as he started, there was just eternal cloud of smoke over the entire crowd. That wasn't from a fog machine. Like, you just saw everyone just at the
light
same time.
Up.
Yeah. He actually took a blunt off of a kid in the front. It was like the size of a cigar, like a big fat cigar.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You ain't getting this back, homie." He was just smoking it on stage.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then Empire, we kind of passed through to see Empire of the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I want to see them when they come around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like a crazy show. They're like all dressed like David Bowie, and it's like
really?
This crazy, crazy light show, and they had like background dancers and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, it was cool. And finally, the Killers played. And, like, the Killers were probably my second favorite act.
Were
of the
they?
Weekend. But they played Kings of Leon songs. Like, they played like three Kings of Leon to make up for.
That's weird.
It was cool. They were
good.
Yeah,
it's cool. I mean, I wonder if Kings of Leon was there.
No, I don't. I think
they probably bailed.
I think they had a tour to stick to. So they.
That sucks, man.
I know. Yeah, it was like Steve Aoki was allowed. Came back. But Kings of Leon didn't.
Dressed up as Kings of Leon.
Yeah, yeah, right. they played CCR, too, because of the storm. They played Band Moon Rising. That was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man, it was an awesome weekend. Oh, they had this... last thing, I swear. I'm rambling on about this. They had this...
None of this is going into the podcast.
Yeah,
right. Just kidding.
They had this, like, silent disco.
Yeah.
Where everyone's wearing headphones.
Yeah.
And two DJs are set up, and you can switch between channels.
Is that what you were sending me videos of?
Did I send you videos? No, I sent you the videos of Paul McCartney.
No, you sent me videos.
Did I?
Of like, you're like, "There's no music playing."
Oh, yeah. Did I send you that? That was the night I was very, very, very intoxicated. Yeah, we're like, we'd be listening in there, and then everyone's just singing Chumbawamba. Like, "I got knocked down, but I got up again."
That's crazy.
I know. It was actually...
What were those headphones? Did you keep them or did
no?
You,
no, okay. They handed them to you as you walked in, then you gave them back when you walked out. So they were cleaning them and stuff. But
gotcha.
But yeah, it was crazy. I thought it was gonna be pretty lame, like that the disco thing, but that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, if I was on drugs, it probably would have been awesome.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the movie Josie and the Pussycats, the remake in the 90s.
I never saw it. Oh, I know what you're talking about with like
Rachel Lee Cook. Yeah, and Rosario Dawson and Tara Reid. They have these concerts where, because they're Josie and the Pussycats, they made their fans all wear cat ears and turn them on. And like they
They were like earmuffs?
They were kind of like earmuffs. They were kind of like sending brain signals. It was like subliminal messages.
What?
Yeah, it's a good movie. I actually really enjoyed the movie. It's pretty awesome. But that's what that reminded me of when he sent me that. You're like, there's nothing playing.
and
it's everybody around you's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like Spice Girls was playing. Everyone was singing everywhere. If you want to be my lover.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I have a video of that too.
No, you sent it to me.
No, yeah. Okay. I was sending a lot of videos. I sent like 12 people all videos of Paul McCartney this weekend. I was like, you have to hear this.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. But I slept for like the last 2 days. I didn't even go to work today.
No?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, nope.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah, it was fun. You should come next year.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, man.
I don't know if I could do it. I definitely couldn't do it with Shell because I get so overprotective.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm like, I become that annoying guy who's like always like, knock it off. Stay away from my chick.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Back away.
Every time Meg walked away, I was like, where are you? Stay in front of me. Where are you?
Oh, if she was out of sight, it would be like out of sight, out of mind. I'd be like, oh, yeah, whatever. But I mean, like if we're right next to each other trying to watch a show and like some guy just gets close with like just minding his own business, but he like actually just rubs up against us.
Yeah.
Look, you want to go?
You know, there was none of that there, which I was
good.
Yeah. Well, one night.
That's because I wasn't there.
Yeah. The one night when it rained and we were doing the slip and slide, the guys who we were neighbors with were all from North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So like they were cool for most of the they were all dropping acid and doing coke and like they were all sorts of screwed up. There was another Bubba there too.
No, there wasn't.
They had their own Bubba right next door.
Really?
Yeah, we became good friends.
Oh, that's funny.
No.
When you said that with a smile, did you? Did you guys kiss?
They were making fun of me. They were making fun of me all weekend. They were like, "Oh, you miss Bubba, your new boyfriend." I was like, "Oh, he's a cool guy. He was always
anybody
on
named Bubba is pretty cool."
Yeah, exactly. But like, yeah, after we finished that, they started pushing each other around. Like all the guys in their own camp were like fighting each other.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then Bubba, the other Bubba comes running over to us after we separated ourselves. He's like, we didn't get into a fight with you guys, right? Like, nah. We're good. He's like, okay, so we're cool? Yeah, we're cool, dude. It's cool. Thanks, man. And then he ran away. He's like, oh, okay, see you later.
What were they going to do if you said, yeah, you did?
Well, no. He was trying to make sure, he was trying to keep the peace. This dude, dude was like a super.
I thought you meant like he like woke up like, hey,
No. This was like right after that fight happened. Nah, he was he's like super hippie. Like long hair, like super long hair. Like
don't care.
Small guy. Like he was a small guy. He was like super laid back. They were pretty cool up in that moment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Nothing like that happened at the Pixies. At the Pixies, I think Chip said it best. He said everybody there looked like Indiana Jones on a walkabout.
Really?
Yeah. No. And we'll walk about.
Sorry, that's how I sound like the entire time.
That's all good. At least you're consistent. But yeah, it was like so subdued during the Pixie set. Like 90% of the people did not give a shit about them.
Really?
It was really weird. And I was so happy because like somebody said to me like 2 days before, they're like, man, Pixies as an opener, I hope they don't just play a half hour. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even think about that.
That would have been terrible.
And I spent a lot of money on the tickets. I was like, dear God, no. And they played for a little over an hour.
That's good.
I don't think they liked. I mean, I think initially they liked playing with Robert Plant.
Yeah.
But I don't think they liked doing it by the end of it.
Yeah.
Because they just, like, they got done and they just walked right off stage. Dude. No goodbye. No have a good night. Nothing. Oh. They just finished their last song. Took off their guitars, waved, and walked off.
Yeah, I could see how that could be aggravating.
Somebody say, yeah, because, I mean, you figure this is a band that's been headlining for 20 years.
Yeah.
And then, like, to go be, like, Robert Plant's, like, hype man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I want to see Robert Plant. They didn't mention him at all. They didn't say, like, great to be in Philly. They didn't say, and they didn't talk to the crowd at all.
No. Just knocked their shit out and left.
That's, like, one thing. They have a new bass player, and she's pretty awesome. But, like, Kim Deal would always talk on the mic.
Right.
To the point where it would be annoying.
Yeah, she seemed like she had the gift of gab.
Yeah, so she, like, you know, the new one didn't say anything, so nobody said anything. it was still pretty awesome, man.
Well, Frank Black seems like kind of a reserved
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Modest Mouse, Isaac and Modest
yeah.
Mouse. Like
yeah, very, yeah, yeah, I think very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just walked off stage and went on with his life.
Yeah. You know, a couple of years ago, I went to go see Blink on their reunion or their coming back tour or whatever.
Coming out.
Yeah, yeah. They're all gay. And Weezer was opening for them.
Yeah.
And it was a free ticket, so I just went.
Wasn't that like a show where they were switching up the whole, like, the, or no?
No, I don't think so. I think the whole tour was just, that was the year, I think that was their comeback tour.
That was their year? Okay.
Yeah. But Weezer did the same thing. They played like a hard hour, and they didn't say anything about them or about Blink, and then just rolled.
Yeah.
From my recollection, yeah. I don't remember them saying it. The Weezer was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. But Blink was okay.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan.
The only thing I hate about opening bands like at a concert like that is like they purposely like mess with the sound.
Yeah.
Like they wait, like you figure they're on a tour, the levels would be set, everything would be great. But I mean they're just horrible mixing. Like
yeah.
I've heard the Pixies play at headlining shows, you know, and they just sounded so amazing, and they played great at this one. It just
right.
The mix was so like
they don't even try.
Just but yeah, exactly, because they're the opening band,
right?
And I think that must play into your frustration
Dude,
too.
Even when the
know?
Foo Fighters came around, like we went when Social D opened for them, they didn't sound like they didn't sound amazing through the speakers, but like I've heard they put on a great show.
Yeah,
like their performance was good because I was up so close, but like the mix didn't sound right.
Yeah, and then as soon as Foo Fighters comes on,
it was
amazing.
Perfect. Yeah. It was immaculate.
Like
Yeah, right.
They use like two different PA systems.
Yeah, yeah, they probably do.
Yeah,
I'd be surprised. I said that I was saying that too when Paul played Sir Paul played a band on the run. I was like, how awesome would it be if Dave Grohl just came out on stage right now?
Like, there was in a wheelchair?
He's got a broken leg. He's like, he would still do it.
He totally would do it. Oh, my God.
Because I've seen video of him before coming out to play with Paul McCartney.
In a wheelchair?
Well, no, not in a wheelchair, but, like, during Band on the Run. Because the Foos covered it.
Yeah. Right? No, right. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a video of him coming out.
Well, they're in, like, London right now. They're overseas.
Yeah, he was overseas. Yeah, I know. I was just like, what if he does?
You're getting greedy now.
I was. It would have been. That would have been ridiculous.
Well, else. Is that the sun? Do you see that?
Yeah, red sky. Know. Red sky at night.
No way.
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry, I gotta.
We're talking about the weather again, Jake.
Wow. I'm opening. I'm sorry. I gotta open up the blind. This looks amazing.
Yeah.
Holy.
It's the sky after a tornado.
Holy crap, it's beautiful. I'm sorry for talking about the weather again, everybody. No, nobody can see what I'm seeing. It's amazing. The sky is just like neon orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like
I would say like a sherbet.
Wow, look at that. I'm taking hashtag photograph.
Look at this photograph.
Nope, don't do that. You actually now we should have a Nickelback alarm.
it's like the No Stairway sign.
Yeah. Wow, that looks amazing.
Yeah.
I thought it was pitch black.
Yeah, it was. It was when I came, or right before I came over.
And now it's this.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's like the Northern Lights. For Flyers fans.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it looks like, everybody. this is a good podcast episode. But seriously, I can't get over that. Holy smokes.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. Gotta appreciate beauty every now and then.
It's it. It's the little things.
It really is.
Yeah. Orange is the new black, though. Sorry.
The apology is what made it okay.
Yeah. I just finished watching that.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think? Did you watch all three seasons?
I saw two before. I just finished the third season today.
Did you like it?
I spent my 2 days home doing.
Yeah. Just laying down and getting energy and watching that.
Yes. Best night's sleep I ever had, by the way, coming home from this weekend.
The most lucid dreams.
Yes, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was.
Crazy eyes just standing over your bed peeing.
Yeah.
See, like the only episode I've seen.
It was a very good season. I can't talk about any of it, but it was very good.
Yeah. Oh, because Meg's watching it?
No, she actually finished way before me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That never happens, right?
Yes.
Sorry.
No, that was good. That was good.
We just watched the first episode of True Detective Season 2.
Was it good? I haven't watched it yet.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I like this. We have weather to our random TV review of. It was okay.
It was okay.
You know what?
The end.
I was listening to a podcast. Did you listen to the Mark Maron release?
No, not yet.
With President Obama?
Not yet.
Pretty awesome.
I'm like 20 podcasts behind right now.
Oh, at any given time, I'm about 497 podcasts behind. I have like 30 different podcast feeds.
Yeah.
On my phone, and I'm always behind.
Yeah.
But that one was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
You know, I like went into it. I was like, all right, don't fall in love with the guy. Just, you know. But it just seemed pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
Did he say fuck?
No, but he said the N-word.
Oh, yeah. I've heard him say it before.
Yeah, so have I. And, like, everybody's, like, making it a big issue. Oh, what? Like, it was all over Facebook. Like, Obama said the F-word. Or the N-word.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. You're not on Facebook, so you don't see it.
Yeah, I never.
Or, like, CNN and, like, somebody, like, counted how many times. It was on CNN 11 times. It was on Fox News over 15 times. Like, just...
Who cares?
You took one sentence and just ran with it,
yeah.
Dude. Like, it was talking about race relations, and he was saying it's not okay to say, like, the N-word in public.
Right.
You know, he was saying something like, it's more than being able to say the N-word in public.
Oh, okay.
And he said the real word, not the N-word.
Right, right. But but it's like last time when he was reading a book or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was his own book, right?
Was it his book?
The book
he
wrote, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd see that's how much I know. But I knew it was like it was him reading from a book. He wouldn't just go out and start saying it like willy-nilly. Like there's a context that no one ever takes into account.
They literally just hear him say the word and they're like, oh, he said it.
Yeah.
He said it. That's what everybody's doing right now.
And I'm not even like an Obama defender. Like I don't care. It's like,
yeah.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
How crazy PC everyone is anymore.
It's pretty wild. It's everybody missed the point.
Yeah, right. Making. Yeah, exactly.
The point he was making, he gave this whole thing about how we've made progress. There's still a lot of work to be done, but we've made progress.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, what do we need to work on? He said, well, not like that's not where we're trying to get. He said, and then he went into explaining, like, you know, where we need to be with that kind of stuff. Is that any more of a vague description for you?
Well, you got to leave.
You don't got to go there, but you got to get where you need to be.
It's a very political thing
Thank
to say.
I'm running for office, actually.
With Donald Trump or against?
Yeah. Something upset me the other day about Donald Trump.
His hair? Easy target.
Somebody posted a picture of his son, and we're like, oh, look, his son's an asshole, too. And it was a picture of his son holding an elephant's tail that he had just cut off an elephant. That was, like, dead.
Did he kill it?
I'm sure he did.
Is that legal?
It didn't happen, like, in New Jersey. It happened,
but I mean,
like...
Yeah, I thought, like,
I think
even
he went on a safari,
I thought even over there it's legal, isn't it?
I don't know. I think there are still some wild, like, big game farms or something you can go to. I just, like, that. I don't know. That was kind of upsetting to look at, but...
Yeah.
People are dicks.
People are... I can't take my eyes off this guy. I'm sorry.
I know. It's beautiful, isn't it? And it's, like, it's... getting darker.
I'm hugging the good seat.
You are hugging the good seat. Okay. It is a love seat. I mean, I could come sit next to you.
Yeah.
And face the
hold
sky.
Hands and just stare at the sunset.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Was that going to be Hendrix?
Yeah, it was. The famous, lyric that nobody knows what he said.
while I kiss this guy?
That's one way of looking at it.
How was Philly's funniest?
It was funny.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. I moved on to the quarterfinals.
Yeah,
at quarterfinals, and it's going to be much harder on the quarterfinal night. Very, a very stacked lineup. Actually, for all of them, they got a nice amount of good comedians on those nights. So it'll be interesting to see who gets through. I literally think it's anybody's.
Anybody's game.
Yeah, anybody's game. It's just having the set of the night. Just have a good set, you know. You just have to worry about your set, and just do it.
How many performers were there?
275 total.
Well, I mean, you're on your night.
As of right now, 9. I believe it's going up to 12.
Okay.
And I think 2 or 3 get through. I'm not sure.
Oh wow.
And I'm not sure if it's crowd or if it's vote or, you know what I mean, like, or crowd or judges or mix. I have no idea what the deal is.
What was the last one?
It was all audience.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's cool.
So I won the audience.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is. It is and it isn't, because I mean, some comedians on my night, like, I wish would have gotten through who didn't, who are like some, like one of them, like, I try to be as funny as this one dude.
Yeah.
And I didn't get, and he didn't get through. So kind of like, just baffles me,
right?
You know, and it kind of like takes away the enjoyment for me to like not be held in, like, you know what I mean. Like, if that guy doesn't get through,
why?
Everybody's like, oh well, if he didn't get through, what the? you know what I mean? Right, like, right. It makes me question the validity of the first round.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that can be the problem with everybody too, with with the audience doing it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like sometimes you get too clever on them or something like that. That's like could be it's hilarious, but falls short on people who don't get it. I don't know.
And if you're like too early in the night, some people just aren't ready.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's I think that's what happened too. Yeah. 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 I'm excited.
Do you know who you're going? Like, have you seen who you're going up against in the next round?
Going against Cricket Lee.
Oh, you are.
He's in the. He made it to the.
I saw that.
I know he hasn't shut up about it. It's like, we get it. you're good. there's a lot of good people. Mike Logan, I was on his podcast a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
It was the first podcast I was on where I ever like. I was like, oh hey, we're doing a podcast, and it was like right before our first episode. And then he was like, hey, you should post it. And I was like, we should post it. And then I called you, and then we just, like, did one immediately, like, that day, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when that was episode 1 for us.
Yes, it was.
But, yeah, he's on that. Cassandra D, who's very funny. She actually only lives, I think she lives a couple streets away from here.
Oh.
And she's so funny. I've been trying to write with her forever.
Yeah.
And now that I know she lives a couple blocks away.
Walking bud. Hi.
Yeah. No, she said she actually walks by our place when.
Oh, really?
Not like looking in. Yeah. she said, like, I walk my dog down that street when I said where I lived.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
She's standing outside your window looking.
I wish we could write together, because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there in the ether.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Does she listen?
No.
We could get her on here.
Nobody listens. sorry for that.
No.
Didn't mean to break that to you. I've been padding the numbers.
Oh, no.
I have 60 laptops. who else is on that night? A bunch of funny people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a fun second show.
When's that?
That's next. I guess by the time this comes out, it'll be tomorrow.
Oh.
June 30th at 10 p.m. The 10 p.m. show. That's going to be rough.
They split into two, usually?
Yeah, 7 o'clock and a 10 o'clock. And the 7 o'clock's just a ridiculous lineup. I do not want to be on that show.
No, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's insane. I still can't get over last year. Being able to make it to the finals was just insane. I don't think I'm going to go nearly as far, but I'm going to do my best, you know? Get ready.
Good. That's all you can do, yeah. man. You just be ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I will, by the time this episode releases, oh, I got to work this out somehow. I will have just been getting back from New York. I'm going up to, this weekend I'll be in the Del Close Marathon. It's an improv marathon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'll be there. Our team has a show. By the time this is released, it will already have passed Friday at like 12:40 at night, or I guess early morning.
Yeah.
It's not on the UCB stage. It's on 9 different stages. So like, I'm sure we're on like the crappiest one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be fun, man. This is my first time doing the.
Is he actually there, Del Close? Like.
No. He's long gone. He died a couple years ago.
Oh, did he? Oh,
Amy Poehler will be there, Ellie Kemper. Like, they're not going to be near my stage, but they'll be on the main stage doing their stuff. Ben Schwartz, Donald Glover, I'm sure. Like, all those guys will be there. But those shows cost big-time money, and I don't think I'll be able to get into them. They're probably already sold out.
Yeah, right.
And then there's, like, a standby line for improvisers, and I'm sure I won't get on any of them.
That's cool, though.
Somebody's trying to break in here. It's okay.
Oh.
It's not happening, but... Dude, outside looks like the Lion King now. Doesn't it?
I was singing that song walking back from the festival to our campsite one night. I was just like walking.
Nice.
And I sang Full House, and I started singing...
Can I...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I started singing the Family Matters theme song. Yeah. It was pretty great.
Yeah, the winds were actually like, were shaking my bedroom.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Yeah. My bed was actually like vibrating from the storm.
I was supposed to be somewhere in the city at 7. My sketch group was going to get together for the first time in a few months since probably... probably since January.
Oh, really?
Wow,
that long.
Yeah, it's been a while. One of the guys moved away. But anyway, guy had to cancel last minute, and I was like, oh, thank God, because I have like no time this week. I was thinking about it, trying to do the podcast,
right?
Because I'll be away in New York.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, oh, this is perfect chance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, then I got home. Was about to eat dinner, and the skies are all green, and we're like, oh, let's go look at it on the deck.
Yeah.
And then just hell froze over.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild, man. We got everything inside.
Yeah, it's good.
Just in time. He was there. Just in time.
Just in
you
time.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I ordered delivery, and the guy from Pat's, and right when he dropped off my food, the storm started. Like, hurry up and get back there. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah. It was wild. Out front, like, a bunch of branches fell.
I saw them when I walked in. Yeah.
Yeah.
My bed was shaking. Like, it was nuts.
It was scared?
Thunderstorms? No. It was just like...
That's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, it was like a massage bed.
Where you put the quarter?
Sorry.
No, it's perfect. It's... I was trying to think of something. I was going to get off Inventi, and I'm not going to do it.
Inventi?
I was listening. I've been listening to a few podcasts.
Yeah.
I like listening to the TED podcast. Do you ever listen to them?
No.
I was listening to one on the art of listening today.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, not a joke. I just don't remember any of it. I really... It's like, I think I have a problem. I see things, and I'm like, oh... yeah, I need that. I need to better myself. I need to do that. And then, like, I start watching it, and I'll just, like, look away and just drift off into something.
Because you're trying so hard to focus on it.
Yeah, trying way too hard. Man, look at it now. The sky is...
Like purple.
It's purple and gray. It's seriously just... It's a painting.
It's like Skittles. Or Starburst.
It's beautiful.
It is. If only you had... You see what we're seeing right now.
That's right. I'm sorry. You guys are just missing out on this.
Or you're looking at it right now the same time we are, but you're not going to hear about it for another week.
Yes, exactly. And then you'll be like, I remember that sky.
Yeah. Just know that we're looking at the same sky you are. And we'll tell you about it later.
Hey. Remember remember the last episode we did?
Yes.
And I threw a lot of jokey ideas at you.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I had a show last Saturday and I tried some of the new stuff.
You did.
And some of it did very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Good. Which, like, some of this...
What the hell was that?
Something disagreed.
Oh, I think it was a speaker. I think it's interference because I'm still plugged into the speakers.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
So, was it some of the ones that...
Nothing over there.
It was, like, some of the ones that we both...
About the sneeze one? About... Yeah. What else? I only did like three or four. I did a work one. I don't think you heard that one.
No.
But I put the sneeze one into the work one. And then I did another one, but I can't remember which one. I have it on recording, but, you know, I'll take it and listen to it 3,000 times before.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was surprised.
Good.
I was like, oh, yes, good.
You don't need to write with other people. You just write with me.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I'm going to keep you here for 2 more hours.
Perfect.
So what do you think of... No, I'm just kidding.
Guys.
There was a joke. I know. I should just end every... make everybody painfully sit through this.
Yeah.
But there was one.
There was one?
There was one.
There was one.
Okay, I saw a woman in yoga pants. I think I've mentioned this to you before.
Yeah, I think so.
Wearing a neck brace.
Yes.
And I was like, that is so weird. Like, it just doesn't fit. And I think I may have said it on this before about wearing it's like me wearing basketball shorts and a Chick-fil-A, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, oh, it's kind of like seeing a ninja in a wheelchair. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to keep working on it, but... So maybe that one might work. I don't think it will.
It's the right direction.
Yeah, I don't think I like making wheelchair jokes either.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get emails.
Yeah.
tell us that punchline.
Yeah, I mean that's not really I didn't want the wheelchair to be the joke.
No, right.
Just the idea of seeing a ninja in a wheelchair.
The irony of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now you get it.
Yeah.
Now you get
like
it.
Like, who in a neck brace is going to be doing yoga?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Because you have to, your back, man.
Yeah.
And your neck.
My neck
your
and my back.
Your back. So.
What were you going to say?
I want to keep working on it.
Yeah.
But I just want to throw that out there because I wrote it in my book. I was like, oh, this is maybe this. And I can gauge it with you. I can't tell you how, but I can gauge it with you.
My awkward laugh versus my sincere laughter.
Yeah, exactly. I know your laughs. And I'm like, oh, okay, good. I was like, oh, he's being nice. Good. At least he's being nice.
Good. At least
good. I guess, I thought this had been a pretty good episode.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. It's done already?
Oh, no, we can keep going.
No. Yeah. No, let's get...
No, I was just kidding.
No. I was just being nice.
Yeah, I think we're. I mean, I think we're at a good clip.
All right.
You don't want to. You don't want to exhaust the cow.
You don't want to
take
to see yourself become the villain.
Exactly. Die Hard 2, right?
No, Bat. What?
Bat. I'm just kidding. Bat.
Masterson.
Oh, okay.
Says it at the end of Tombstone.
Bad News Bears.
Take Tokyo.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Everybody's like, what is going on? So, yeah, that about wraps it up.
Yeah. We said about not having to go too far. All right, guys. Well, maybe you'll be on time next time.
Hey!